Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I help you?
I have had money taken out of my account, and I don't know why, because I don't even know who y'all are.
Alrighty, may I start off by getting your zip code, please?
27282.
And thank you for that. And that first and last name, please?
Carla, K-A-R-L-A, Lane, L-A-Y-N-E.
Alrighty, and thank you for that. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with this account, please?
My address is 6517 Hayworth Springs Road, Jamestown, North Carolina, 27282.
And thank you for that. It does seem like I was able to locate an account associated with you. Do you happen to remember on the 23rd of February where you only paid a $7.95 shipping and handling to actually receive a phone?
Nope.
Okay. Could anyone...
So you got me for $7.95 too?
Yes, ma'am. And
plus
then,
another $56.95 today.
That if you are you saying you did remember actually paying the $7.95 shipping and handling?
I did not do it. I did not do it.
Okay, ma'am. Could anyone in your household have actually done this?
No.
All right, now, if you're saying this is a fraudulent charge, I can get you transferred to our fraud department, and they will assist you further there. But I want to advise you that we do take fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute with the local authorities. Okay? Let me get you transferred to our fraud department. Give me 1 second. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Or a telephone. I didn't pay no money for no telephone. I got a telephone. All righty, ma'am, and thank you for holding. I'm transferring you to our fraud department now. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, okay? I hope you do, too.
All righty, and thank you for that.